I dream only good dreams about Hernando, that I walk into the house, and he is by my side. I lie on my bed, stare at the ceiling, and try to imagine where he is now, what he is doing. I think about our lives growing up. I am sometimes even nostalgic for the fights we had, over who would get into the bathroom first, or over the way he used to pull the blankets off me when I was sleeping. Sometimes I see someone who looks like him in the street, and my heart jumps. I wonder what it will be like for him when he comes back, how he will cope after being in the jungle for 2 years or more without even seeing a bus. I feel good about the piecework because I'll be able to show Hernando that I didn't sit around with my arms crossed while he was in captivity.
Let's see. By the time Hernando was kidnapped, Alberto had been involved in the peace movement for 3 years or so. But he had no idea how awful it would feel to be personally affected by war. After his brother was kidnapped, Alberto changed a lot. He didn't joke around with friends anymore, and he never went out for fun. He spent a lot of time thinking about Hernando, and he kept working hard for peace, so when Hernando finally went free, he would know that Alberto had not just been sitting around. I'm getting the idea that Hernando is still not free, though, or wasn't when this story was written. Let's read on and find out. Continue after the space on page 135, where it says, 3 months after the kidnapping.
3 months after the kidnapping, we heard that police headquarters had received a videotape and letters from the victims of the MeToo kidnapping. At the time, we thought that perhaps Hernando would be released soon. Many times since then,